We're up to Se'if Yud Aleph. Vamedvar Mamurim Shalonis Aska Va'oso Hamin Achar Hatvila. Avalom Nis Aska Va'obain Tvila Libdika Eina Tzricha Tvila Acheres Shani Tolo Oso Bamin Shen Nis Aska Va. Okay, we will leave the, we'll read the end, we'll analyze that afterwards. Avalom lo chafa kodem tefila, ein tolim bo, afal pishin es aska bo, achar tefila. Okay, this is a, as the Shach points out, this is a big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because the makor of this whole thing of this aska is from the Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara in Chulin, discussing parallel cases by Shechita, quotes a Braisa, which says, one second, let me just find the, on Daf Yoram and Aleph, says the Braisa, Taval va'ala v'nimtza alav davar chotzeit, afal pishin es asik b'osu amin, if you find a chatzitza after tevila, even though you interacted with that type of chatzitza, meaning you find a meat between your teeth and you ate meat. You find dough under your fingernail, and you need a dough. You find glue, and you glued things, etc. Kol yom kulo, even though all day long she was in sasik boso amin, lo also lo tefila, sheyomer bari li shalohaya laikon l'kein, the tefila's puzzle, unless he says, I'm sure that it wasn't there beforehand, I'm sure it came afterwards. But if it's an authentic suffix, then again, all these sifrim are when it's an authentic suffix. If you know, you know. But if it's an authentic suffix, then the tefillah's puzzle. Nonetheless, says the Rashba in the Torah Habayis and the Torah and the Mechaber, that the tefillah's kosher, and you can be told of the chatzitza and the isuk afterwards. So, where do they get this from? It's not, the Rashba doesn't totally say why, if the Braisa says that the tefillah's puzzle. How come the Mechaber got it from the Torah, who got it from the Rashba? But where did the Rashba get the idea from that it's really kosher? So it could be because Tosfos in Nidah Daf Samach Vav has a long discussion of that Braisa, and he has a few pshat in that Braisa, and one of his pshat in that Braisa is that that's only a chumer for Taros, but we wouldn't be machmer for Bala. As the Gra points out here in Sifkatan. Chaf Vav. Alright, he has a lot of chutz. He doesn't actually quote the words from Tosfos. But if he would quote the words from Tosfos, you would see him quoting. I will quote you the words from Tosfos. Second day in Tosso, so old Omer Rabbeinu Tam how the chulin letaro so machmirinan tfei etc. So what if you have a case of now? What's the case there in Taros? Is the case there was a chafifa? Is the case where there was not a chafifa? No chafifa. Well, let's think about it. There are other days, but the simple shot is it can't be a case where she did a chafifa right before tovling, because then, even if it wasn't a saska ba'oso hamin, you can be makel, she finds a chatzita later. And it can't be a case where there is no chafifa at all. So if there's no chafifa at all, even if there is no chatzita whatsoever, it would be possible. So it must be a case of a chafifa that wasn't samach. Okay, that is a logical deduction, which not everyone agrees with. You have to see the third day in Tosfos. But what about chafifa which in Sif Yud, if she finds a chatzitza later, she's dead. But what if the nisaska ba'oso hamin, the acharka matzah, chatzitza. So says the Rashba and the Tur and the Mechaber, she is Tahora. However, Shad in the Bryce says it's a Mefurish Bryce that she's Tmeah. So Pasha Shad in the Bryce is that she's Tmeah. And as a matter of fact, first day in Tosos just says, yeah, it's a case where the Chafifa is not someone with Hilasa, and she's Tmeah. As a matter of fact, read Tosos carefully. It's not even clear there's any other opinions about this case. The Pash of Pshat and Tosos is that she's Tmeah. The Pshat and the Brice is that she's Tmeah. The Yesh Omrim in the Rashba is that she's Tmeah. The Rambam says she's Tmeah, as the Shach quotes, that the Rambam writes, Afilinus Askab Oso Meni Tol Lahakel, etc., unless she's sure. But if it's a Safri on Tol Lahakel, and as the Gra summarized, the Rambam just quoted the Brice of Kipshuta. So the Pshat of the Brice and the Rambam and the Yesh Omrim in the Rashba, and the Mechaber points out in the Chidushi Rashba and Chulin, it's a bit of a steer. It's okay, a bit of a steer between the Chidushi Rashba and Chulin and the Torah Sabayis. Torah Sabayis worked 2 days, so you could change his mind which day is Mechriya that way. But the Chidushi Rashba in Chulin, and maybe the Pashat Pshat in Tosos, or at least in some of the days of Tosos, right? Lefachos Dea Achas Betosos, say she is Tmeah. It's a big chiddush. There's a price that said before she's Tmeah. Nonetheless, the Rashi of the Turing Mechaber Paskin Tahora, they must think, maybe they have something else clever in mind, I don't know, they must think that price is only for Taros, and therefore Medayik, that if it's not for Taros, it's Tahora. But it's a big chiddush halach lemaisa. The Shach says we don't rely on this mechaber. It's too big of a chiddush. He quotes the Bach as well, and all the later achronim agree with the Shach that it's too mechudish to rely on. This is the mechaber. This is the Bach and the Shach and the poskin. Basically, we pass him against this Sefer Shulchan Aruch, that even if this Askaba also a min, she still can't be a Tola.
Why not? She Tolveld, her status changed. She was best with Tara now, right? And there's a suffix whether it's there beforehand, once she's already Tahora.
No. She Tolveld, we thought she was Tahora. But that's not really an authentic Cheskas Tara.
Uh-huh. Because we're questioning whether or not.
Because we don't know if she Tolveld properly or not. Okay, the end of this Sif says Bamed Varamurin Bishar Kol Hagoth. Aval Beis Hastarim Im Loina Osam Kodim Tvila Viachar Tvila Gamkin Loina Adshen is Askud of Rachot Zachar Nimsa Miosar Min Tolim Lahakel. Yud Beis is a corollary of Tess. There are actually two Sifim in a row of Kotzadi Tess. He says, this is when do we only rely on this Aska? When there's a Chaf. Oh, sorry, I didn't end Yud Aleph. The end of Yud Aleph says, V'lo Chafa Kodim Tvila, Ain Tolin Bo Afal Pishan Es Aska Rachar Tvila. But without Chafifa, if there is no Chafifa, what does the end of Sif Yud say? If there is no Chafifa, and Nis aska v'chuli umatz achatzitza, then she's Tmeah. Okay, what's the problem that all the achronim have with this? Not that they disagree with the psak. That makes a lot of sense. If she never did chafifa beforehand, then why would we be mekel? What's the problem? It's extraneous because even if there is no chatzitza at all, she's Tmeah. That is Se'if Ches. Right? What's the question? She's Tmeah. So why do you have to say if she found Chatzitza, she can't be Tola on the Nisafi also a min? She's Tmeah even if she doesn't have any Chatzitza. We said without Chatzitza, she's Tmeah Legamri. That is a strong question. And there are 2.5 answers to this question. first one and a half of which are not necessarily Kiddushin LaHalacha, and the next one is. What are the answers? So one answer is the Shach. He just says, Enachanami, it's not necessary. You're right. It was just, you know why? It just made it in here because that's one day in Tosos. There's one day in Tosos that this is a case where there's no Chafifa, and therefore it's Usser, and, you know, it was a little more complicated than that. It just sort of snuck in here unnecessarily. So he says, the first Kedin Asva, he quoted it for no reason. All right, Kedin Asva. Okay. Here, we'll use a Lashon. Kedin Asva. But then he quotes the Bach. I think the Bach has the best pshat. And the Bach didn't make up this pshat. It's really the third answer of Tosos. We look at Tosos and Yisaf and Alpha and Beis. Bach says, hold on a second. Maybe what is the case here? The case here is she did Chafifas Seyar and Iyun Haguf. She did Chafifa on her hair and Iyun on her guf. That's all you have to do, Alpi did. Remember, we passing against Rabbi Yishmael and Rashi that Midoraisi has to do Iyun, and Ezra made it to come and do Chafifa on your hair. You don't have to Chafifa on your guf. That's just a minhag. That's a post-Talmudic minhag to do Chafifa on your body. Right? Even Rava just gave advice to do Chafifa on your base astar. Chafifa, and that was only advice. Right? There's no obligation to Chafifa on your body. And what's the case? And that's where, if there was no chatzitza, then she would be tahora. Why? Because even though she didn't do chafif on her body, she didn't have to do chafif on her body. It's only a minhag. But, and here's the chiddush. The chiddush is, but if there is chatzitza and isuk, we're not tole on the isuk. That's how the Bach reads this end of the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Don't say it's unnecessary, because even if there's no chatzitza, she's great. No, it's necessary. It's necessary in the case where she did what was required, just not what was customary. She did what was legally required, just not what was customary. She didn't do chafif on her body, and therefore she finds a chatzitza on her body. Sorry, if there's chatzitza, chatzitza on her hair should be okay. If there is chatzitza on her body, and there is isuk ba'oso hamin, then we're not told on the isuk. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if she had done an early chafifa on her body, we'd be told on the isuk. But if she did no chafifa on her body, even though if she was clean after, it should be okay, we're not told on the isuk. That's the Shach Kos Lebach, I think the best pshat. The Taz makes a chiddush lahalacha. What's a Taz's chiddush lahalacha? The Taz says, no, the case is she did. What's the case? Remember Yudalef. If she did an early hafifa, she can be told of the isuk, according to the Mechaber. Here's where she didn't just do an early hafifa. She did a super early hafifa. She did a super early chafifa. What does that mean? Meaning, two onos early. When we were imagining early chafifa, we're imagining one ono too early. But what if she did super early chafifa? That's two onos too early. Then, says the Taz, there really is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Even though the Mechaber is tole on the isuk for early chafifa, that was the whole point of Yud Aleph, right? It's a continuation of Yud. When she did early chafifa, that's not samach. We can't be making on every chatzitza, but we can be making on if we have a clear misaskabos so I'm in. But he is not tole for super early chafifa. Meaning, when the mechaber Yud Aleph is tole misaskabos so I'm in, that's only if the chafifa was one ona preceding the tefila, not if it was two, three, four, five onos preceding the tefila. That's a big chiddush, but that's a mechaber. The Sidrei Tara in the back here. I don't know if I wrote which Sivkata, no, but the Sidrei Tara in the back here, where it should be, says he rejects the Taz. He doesn't think that's the right shot he doesn't think that's the right shot of the Chaver, right? So the Sidrei Tara rejects this Kiddush. He says, nope, I don't think that's the right shot of the Chaver, mainly because the Mechaber is put in the Torah, and both ends within the Torah, within the Beit Yosef and everything, there's no clue that they meant such a distinction, so he doesn't think you can invent such a distinction. Okay.
According to the Taz, where do you draw the line? She's going to eventually, let's say she's a two-day yomtiv person, she's going to eventually do, make some challah or something. So you can't be totally even there?
You only draw the line at if she's sure.
In that case, Bari was
still. Yeah, everyone agrees Bari the person is only Makram Safek. Or if she checked herself after totaling with the queen. Maybe it would behoove her to check herself after totaling. Okay, last Se'if, not the last Se'if in the Simon, but in this series of Ches through Yud Beis.
Bari works every case.
Yes. If she's Bari, she says, no, I know. That wasn't on my finger before I told him. I know. I remember seeing that it wasn't near my finger before I told him.
Even without the chafifa.
Oh, without chafifa, nothing works. Then it doesn't matter. Right? Without chafifa, she just puzzles. Okay. Even if she doesn't find anything. If she finds things, we always believe a bartily. So last is just Sif Yud Beis. What is if you say that even though the mechaber is making to be told on this asko when you're an early chafifa, but not when there's no chafifa? That's how he ended Sifyut Aleph. But medvar mishar kol gufel beis astarim. That what if there is no chafifa and isuk, but also hamin? Then according to the mechaber, in a makom galoy, we are not tole. We're only told if there was an early chafifa. In a beis hastarim, we are tole. That's what he says here. Gamki, she didn't do chafifa, didn't do iyum, didn't do klum. Actually, let's ask him to rechotzis, recharkach nimtza, also amin, tolin lehakel. And you'll recall the shach in Sukkot Yud Tes says, ayin le'el simen kutzari ches, simen lam gimel kasavti darokei acholik. This is a ravid. The Rabbi just makes it up in Svara, same Svara as this, but this is the Rabbi and the Mechaber say she is Tahora, but the Rokeach and the Shach say she is Tamea, and the Maisa we hold like the Rokeach and the Shach that she is Tamea. Doesn't go off so much. She didn't do chafif or iyon. She didn't do chafif and iyon. Says, I never checked my mouth. And then I ate meat and I found a string of meat. It's a problem. I probably came afterwards, but who knows? She never checked. Against the Mechaber. Okay, Azachariah. Now I just want to...
Any more Mekel, or is it just Ashkenazi?
I assume Sfardim would be Mekel like the Mechaber. Doesn't come up a lot, but I assume they would.
Just to understand, we're saying the no chafifa here. Are we defining no chafifa based on this stuff down here?
No chafifa at all. She never checked her beis hastarim. Okay. She checked the rest of her body, but not the beis hastarim. She never cleaned her beis hastarim. Okay, now let us make a chart. Okay, everyone's assignment right now is that you have to fill in the chart in your head while we're filling in the chart. Okay, this is a test. This is the qualifying round for the Bechina.
This isn't the Bechina.
What?
This isn't the Bechina.
I should put the chart on the Bechina, no?
Oh, they'll get grades in this class. It's 5% participation or whatever.
The, yeah. I should. Okay. Ready? Let's make this chart. Now, let me just remind you of one thing. If you find a chatzitza afterwards and you know when it came, then you know. I'm not dealing with a case of burning, if you know. I'm dealing with a case of stam. So let us make a chart. What are the different things that could happen? It could be a case where, let's say you did no chafifa seyar. Or you did, let's put in the bach here, right? Chafifa seyar, the ion haguf, but no chafifas haguf. And the chatzitza was on the guf. We'll take the bach into account. Or more classic case is you did chafifa ve'ion shelo b'samach l'tfilasa. Right? Or
you,
what? You did chafifa shelo b'samach ve'ion samach l'tfila. Or you did chafifa the Ion Samoch Letfila. Okay. Am I missing anything?
Wait,
what?
What about the Tazos case also?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. But I'll put it in as like an asterisk or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what happens to you afterwards? Let's see what happens to you afterwards. What if the... Here is what happened beforehand, and here is what happened afterwards. So, what could...
After going to the mikvah, right?
Yeah, afterwards means after the mikvah. Before is before going to the mikvah, right? So, what if you check, and there's no chatzitza afterwards? What is the din? You check, and there's no chatzitza afterwards whatsoever. What is the din? Now,
no chafifa seyar and no ina guf. Like, too bad.
Unless it's based on starting.
Too bad. Unless it's based on starting, right? That was se'if tes. So now, remember, we need a three-dimensional chart. How do we make a three-dimensional chart? Very, very simple. Base hastarin. Black is... Right, this is the legend. The legend is red is beis hastarin. You don't need to know the legend. And black is, right, is the rest of the body. So in this case, we'll make it much easier. It's no good if it's on your makum goloi, but it's mutter if, and where would this come from? This would come from Shulchan Aruch Ches, and this would come from Shulchan Aruch Tes, right? How about all of the other cases? If you find you're clean afterwards, then look, you did your halachic requirement, right? And you're clean afterwards. This is all very, very pashut that everything would be mutter because you were clean afterwards, right? That's the implication of Sifches. Right, you get the implication of all these things. If you did your halachically required bedikos, if you did your halachically required bedikos, and you're clean afterwards, no problem. Okay, so let's go to...
And then kabachomer red checks.
Yeah, kabachomer. Goes without, literally goes without saying. Let's take another case. What if you, let's move over here. You find a chatzitza and there's no isak but also hamid. Right? That would be the topic of si'if yot. So what if you find a chatzitza and there is no isak but also hamid? So then it depends if it's, I mean, if there is no chatzitza, no one's mekel, even in a case of, here, hashot. I mean, I guess they'd be the same. Fine. Here, hashot, no good. If you, here also, Pasha, no good. What if you're Shloba Samach? That's exactly the topic of Sif Yud. That if you do your Hafifa Be'iron Shloba Samach Litvila, then you can't be Tole a Chatzitza afterwards. And we don't find a distinction between. Yeah.
In the second row, would the Bach be still Machmir even if it was Samach? Like, let's say she did, like, the minimum mandated Hafifa and Ion, but she did a Samach, and then she found a Chatzitza. Assumably it'd be Mako. That's just what the Gemara's talking about. Like, it matters when that happened, the second row.
Ooh, you're saying I'm going to get in trouble. You're saying I'm getting trouble finding that second row. Give me a second. Give me a second. I hear what you are saying. Yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I'm going to get myself in trouble when I actually try to apply that row. Because his nafkamina in the end will be... You know what? I might have.
Could just say, I mean, isn't the Bach only shy when it's also
with someone? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, you know what? Let's erase the second row for now. Yeah. And then see if we actually need it. Okay, great.
I wrote it.
Okay. That's what's the lesson we learned from this? From those who already wrote their charts? Okay. What about if you did Hafifa? Shalom besamach letfilasa and Ion besamach letfilasa, and you found a chatzitza afterwards. Who discusses that?
Shach Tesvav.
The Shach Tesvav. That's the Shach Tesvav. What does the Shach Tesvav say? Quoting the Ran, no good. The Shach Tesvav says no good. Again, Lachor, there'd be no difference here. You know what? I'm not going to write. I'm only going to write red and black when there's a difference. Now, who disagrees? The Sidrei Tara says, if you recall the Sidrei Tara in Sifkatan, in Sifkatan Choftes says, Kosva Shach Sifkatan Tesvav, etc. Vanitama, Chosda Bipshitos, that it's so obvious that everyone would agree with this Rav, with this Ran. I think the Rashi would disagree, etc. So.
Well, didn't he agree with Maisa?
Right. Although, Sidrei Tara says it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, why do we care about the fact that Sidrei Tara said it's a Machlokes Rishonim? We'll have to see. So, how about this case? What if she did chafif and ion somach letfilasa? Then, does she have to tovel again if she found something? No. Except, according to the Rambam, right? This is the Shulchan Aruch, Sifkat Yud. But, Rambam says... she should Tovel again. And we are machmir if it's not hard. Right? Like the Rambam. That was the Shav Yaakov, quote in the Piskei Tshuva, Vav, and the Sivri Tara. Okay, now here's the interesting case. What about if you find a chatzitza, but nisaska ba'osa hamin bein tfila limitzias ha-chatzitza? Right? So on the one hand, you found a chatzitza. On the other hand, you have like a tli of that chatzitza. So what do we say in this case? Here, clearly, this is the Shulchan Aruch explicitly. What does Shulchan Aruch say? If she didn't do chafif at all, then pashut that we're not tola. Right? This is the Shulchan Aruch Yud Aleph. What if it would be a Beis Hastarin?
Shulchan Aruch says okay.
Exactly. The Shulchan Aruch Yud Beis. You know, let's do this a little differently. And the shach in your test passed like the rokeach, but it's not okay. And the kaimalon ka shach. Right, we say that's where the shachan archi and these was mako, but we are not mako. What about the next case? What if you did chafif of the ion, not samach l'tfilasa, and then nisaskavo so min, and then you found something? Who is this machlokas between? Where's this case? Did chafif ve'ion shalob samach l'tfilasa, and then nisaska ba'oso amin, and then you find something. Right? What could this be? I mean, everyone who does who tovels on Friday night. Forget about 2 days, 3 days. Emma does Friday night, did chafifa not besamach l'tfilasa. And then she goes home and eats. And eventually she finds food on herself. Can she be told on the eating in between? So it says yes. The mechaber. That's exactly the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch Yud Aleph says we're... And who says, based on the Rashi and the Torah, and who says we're machmir?
Everyone else.
The Shach. Right? I mean, on the page, the Shach, Sivkot, and Tezayin. And how do we paskin?
Shach.
Like the Shach. Okay, now here's an interesting question. What if it would be a Beis HaStarim? What if it's in her teeth?
Is that the Shach and the Bach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just putting who's on the page. What if she found it in her teeth? What if it would be Beis HaStarim? What would you paskin in that case?
Shulchan Aruch would say Kol Shekein.
Right. So, interestingly, what would you say in this case? You'd say Halacha L'maisa. What would you say? The Shulchan Aruch would say Mutter for two reasons, right? Because even if it wasn't Beis HaStarim, it's Mutter Shiyah Chafifa, early Chafifa and Iyon. And he thinks if it's Beis HaStarim, it's Mutter even that Chafifa. It's like a double Machlokas Shach and Taz. If you hold like both Shachs, it's Asr. If you hold like at least one mechaber, it's mutter. What's the achra here? If you look in the Badei HaShulchan here, he gives a very pashat achra. Not here. The Badei HaShulchan, Kuf Tzadi Ches. Basically, what do we have here? We have two Tzadim L'Hakel. What are the two Tzadim L'Hakel? One. And two. What do I mean by that? Maybe we hold like the mechaber Yud Aleph. In which case, if she did an early chafifa, and then nisaska, then she can be told on nisaska also amen in all parts of her body. And even if we don't hold like the mechaber Yud Aleph, maybe we hold like the mechaber in your days, that you can always be told that in Beis HaStarim nisaska also amen. So there's two tzadim l'hakel. A, it's Beis HaStarim, and B, there is an early chafifa. Says the Badei HaShulchan with two tzadim l'hakel, we are mekel. This is the Badei HaShulchan. In the big room, Kof Tzadiches Sif Chavav, remember, which is the first place, right? These two seifim, tes and yabez, were just repeats from kuf tzadiches, seifim chaf. Seifim chafei and chafav. Okay, so that you see, there's two tzadim lahakel. So lamaisa were made in that case. So let's imagine this case: a woman did her chafifa not basamach.
What's the blue?
Oh, what's blue? Yeah, what's blue?
Can't do all of that.
I just know that I'm gonna confuse the idea of like the colors in this.
Your chart east.
I'm so used to the amazing colors that they come.
And therefore, it's mutter. And who says it's mutter? No one on the page. No one on the page deals with this. But the Badei Shulchan says mutter. What's the rule? Anything time the Badei Shulchan says mutter, it's mutter. You cannot infer the counters. Okay. Now, how about, okay, this case, there's really nothing to talk about. If she did chafifa yon samach l'tfilasa, then even if she finds a chazir without the sasuk, also it's mutter. Koski, if there is. This case is interesting. No one talked about this case.
Rami was also still machmer then.
Ah, that's a fascinating point. Would we have to be machmer for the Rambam in this case? That is a fascinating question. Now I don't know who talks about it, but Nirlin is daiti. Because you have two tzadim lahakel here. Okay. Here also, someone must talk about this.
Someone's got to talk about this, no?
To me, it's pasha that whenever you have another tzad lahakel, we don't have to take into account the Rambam. Mm-hmm. So I said, because there are two tzadim lahakel, because there is, let's say, an extra tzad lahakel, we don't need to be machmir for the Rambam, since the Rambam is just a chumra anyway. Okay. How about this case? What if she did chafifa early, but even on the spot? Then she just ask about also a min. What do you think the halacha should be?
Mother.
Why?
Because if it was not so.
So this is not discussed anywhere on the page, right? But it would be really useful for this to be mutter, as I'll explain in a second. Said the Sidri Tara.
It is against the Shachin Ma.
No. Said the Sidri Tara in Lamed Zayin, Pasha that it's mutter. Pasha that it's mutter. He says, when the Shach and the Bach were machmer against the Mechaber, that were not told in the Saskaba Oso Amin, if the Chafifa was early, that's only if the Chafifa and the Eon were early. But if the Chafifa was early, but the Eon was contemporaneous, then even the Shach and the Bach would be Moda.
Big transitory.
Yeah, it was at the time. Then even the Shach and the Bach would be Moda. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say, he wants to say the Kuleon. Everyone would be Moda if she did the Eon later. Even though the Shach and Tesvav says, Eon later doesn't help. Or says, rather, Eon later doesn't, Eon at the time doesn't help in a case where there was no Isuk. And the Shach in Tezayin says Isuk doesn't help. But if you have Eon at the time plus Isuk, then the Sidri Tara, why is this a very important Sidri Tara? Because this is a solution to every woman who totals on Friday night, much less if 2 or 3 day yontif. Any woman who totals on Friday night, it's not Samach. It's not Osa Ona. Kalshkin on 2 or 3 day yontif. So what's going to happen? Eventually she'll find a chatzitza on her, and she won't know when it got there. And she'll say, well, I was just asking lots of things, but meanwhile, okay, if she did an early hafifa, even if she was just asking about something, we're not like the Shach. So that means anyone who goes, think about this, anyone who goes to the mikvah Friday night, by Havdalah will have...
Unless she has Bari.
Unless she's Bari, correct. But then Havdalah is not Bari, right? By Havdalah, she'll have dirt all over her. As... shoved dirt under her fingernails, shoved her head. Okay, fine. Havdalah, she finds a chatzitza. She says, well, over Shabbos, I touch lots of things. It won't help. We'll say, sorry, and this askavo summon doesn't help because you did your chafifa too early. So says Sidrei Tara, no. She did chafifa Friday afternoon and went to the mikvah Friday night. Right? Says the Sidrei Tara, no. That's only if she didn't act lechatchila. Lechatchila, when she does chafifa Friday afternoon and goes to mikvah Friday night, she should do another eon right before she dunks. She's a 2 or 3 day yontif, do another eon before she dunked. If she acted properly, even if her chafifa was early, if her eon was samach l'tfilasa, then, okay, Sidrei Tara admits, even though he'd like to, he can't rely on that. If she has no nisaska bosamin, but if you have nisaska bosamin, you can rely on that. And therefore, in normal case, why do most women not end up in trouble? Because even they tovel Friday night, they do eon right before they tovel. The Kabbalah teachers have to be careful to teach them. Whatever you're doing, tvila, not right after chafifa, do another eon right beforehand. She does an eon Friday night. Then, even if she finds dirt under her fingernails, you know, if she was in this aska and food and cleaning the house and taking care of her kids until then it's okay. Even if she finds food on her body, if she has aska the food meanwhile, it's okay, etc. And this is a very lemaisa case. Because everyone told us Friday night is going to find something, is going to say, well, whatever I found is like from food, and I dealt with food all Shabbos. Okay, and Saska is okay as long as the eon was samach.
What's the getter of later? Let me tell a woman not to be crazy, obviously she's going to get dirty.
It's a good question. It's funny, they all talk about Baal Yasa, right? What's the case here? Baal Yasa Nimtza, when she comes out. What if it's a week later, right? No one's got a call like that. Woman says, I found cookie crumbs in my teeth. I'm worried whether, like, that's a problem with my tvila. When did you tovel? 2 days ago. Have you eaten cookies meanwhile? Of course. it's like, okay, that's a little like, I don't know, you need some hadrach there, not just a psach. But technically, what's the time limit of finding a chatzitza? I don't know. The poskim don't really give a time limit of finding a It seems like the time limit of finding a chatzitza is aska b'osa amen, maybe. According to the poskim. So I'm not sure. Like, what if she finds this 2 weeks later? The answer is, well, she was, you know, whatever she finds 2 weeks later, I'm sure she was nisaska at some point in between. But it's a good question. What if mamish not nisaska b'oso min? Right? A woman tovels and then finds, like, I don't know, crazy glue on her finger and she knows she didn't touch crazy glue. Right? It's not nisaska b'oso min. So then, if she did her chafifa eon b'samach, then she'd be okay. But if she didn't do chafifa b'samach, maybe even a few days later would be a problem.
Shouldn't she also think, like, did I do this in the last week, right? Like, where did this come from?
Yeah. Again, as long as she did eon b'samach and she was in aska b'oso amin, she's okay, which is the usual case. But let's say she didn't do chafifa eon b'samach, or she did eon b'samach and not chafifa, and she wasn't in aska, then tafil would probably eon a few days later. I don't know where it's your life.
Would a solution be to just do an eon after she goes to the mikvah?
But I don't think people do that. Because lamaisa, people usually fall into something mutter on this chart. Okay, so this is a summary of Se'ifim Ches to Beis. Hopefully we have them all there. Here's Sif Ches. Here's Sif Yud Aleph. Where's Sif Yud Beis? Here's Sif Yud Beis. Here's Sif Tes. And here is Sif Yud. It's got to be here somewhere. Where's Sif Yud? What? Oh, here we are. Here's Sif Yud. So we got everything. Okay, and I guess here would be also Sif Yud. Okay, if you know this, then you know this half of the simon. We just have one more sif left, which is pretty pashut. Yud Gimel. If between the chafifa and the tefillah, she dealt with sticky things. Oh, she nussin la tavshil, harbarli tavka, or she fed her kid. Anyone has a little kid who's eats food, knows what it's like when you try to feed your kid. She fed her kid sticky food. Also, la tefila, the tefila's puzzle. A tefila and bud can be yad achar tefila v'lo matzal l'shem dover chotzis. Even she checked right afterwards and was clean. Shani omer v'al yosmi amayim nothing manu shi v'lo yosher. So you say maybe she was really dirty in the water, and after she came up, she came out, it fell off, and she needs another tefila. Basically, what we're saying is that if she feeds her kid in between chafifa and tefila, it undoes the chafifa. It's like she has no chafifa. And if you have no chafifa, then even if you don't find anything afterwards, you are tmeya. This is a mefurish gemara daf samach. Zayin of an aleph, amar of gittel amrav, nasna tapshel of nav, betavla, va'osa, lo'osa, lo'tfila. Alpha gav the hashta leka, amar v'rivyoni, nafal. That means, as she was coming out of the water, it fell off, but while she was in the water, it was still on her. What's the solution? The solution is, you don't have to do a new chafifa, just do a new iyun. Miyun, badka atma kodun tvila v'rasa shalom nibibrasam dover, eina tricha tvila acheres. Okay, well, mutaris levels begadel bin chafifa tvila. She can get dressed in chafifa tvila. That's not considered to undo the chafifa, because clothing is not something that usually has sticky stuff on it. Well, tikach tino etzla, but you can't even hold a baby, because babies always make you dirty. If she holds a baby, she has to do another iyun. Ba'ayin le'el simen kuf tzadik ches. Okay, the Beis Yosef just deals with the fact that this is a machlokas, because it's a mefurish gemara. But what does the Rambam say about this mefurish gemara? Remember, there's a samach zayin of an aleph, which is stealth girsa.
Just for tarot.
Says, no, this is only for tarot, but for bala, it's okay. Well, so the question is why the Rambam thinks for bala, it's okay. So, now, this is a machlokas that she does a Rambam. I mean, either way, it might be machmir. But she does her Rambam in Sif Yud Gimel, it's just a theoretical machlokas. She tells the Rambam in Sif Yud Gimel is that lebaila tahora. Why? Says the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef. It's his main answer. It says the Rambam was talking about tavshil that wasn't so sticky. It just had oil. It wasn't sticky. And therefore, since it's not really sticky, it's not chotzeitz for her husband because, you know, it's water permeable, etc. So here is a machlokas, says the Beis Yosef. He makes an okimta of a non-sticky tavshel, but what's his lashon? Tavshel haroyli dabik ba, haroyli dabik. The Rambam is mode lesser. That's why he didn't bring a yeshomer in the Shulchan Aruch. He said there's not actually machlokes to yeshomer about this. There's two different girsas, but there's no machlokes. The Torah and the Rashba, who have the girsa that it's usher, are talking about a sticky tavshel, and the Rambam was the girsa that it's mutter, talking about a non-sticky tavshel. Just for Tavros, the Ramachra, that even non-sticky oil was chutzit. That's the Beis Yosef. The Gra disagrees, and that's why there's no Yeshua in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, no. For Bala, we assume the tavshel, he doesn't say in these words, didn't get on her. After all, it's not that she got tavshel stuck to her. She fed her kid. There was a kid here who's like older than 6 months or so. Okay, when you feed your kid, do you always get dirty? Do you sometimes? Yes. Okay, so you sometimes get dirty, not always. So for Tavros or Makro, she got dirty. And for Baal or Makro, she didn't get dirty. Right? Even if the tavshel was sticky. So says the Gra, he thinks the Rambam would talk and make a gown right here and just say, yeah, we know you fed your kid a sticky tavshel, but who says it's not to you? Maybe you managed to get your kid getting dirty. Happens sometimes. But the Beis Yosef says, no, the Rambam, basically the Gra says the Rambam would disagree with this Mechaber, And Beis Yossi said the Rambam would agree with the Mechaber, and that's why he added the words Tafshal, right, to show that he thinks even the Rambam would agree. The Rambam's only making one non-sticky Tafshal. Okay, there's no nafkamina whether he followed Beis Yossi with the Gra, because either way, we're not so much on the Rambam. Either way, we would paskin like the Machmir, just a theoretical machlokas. Okay, there's no other questions. Zachary will take the board, and we'll go on to Simon Rich. Woo! You see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is the light of Chazara.
I thought
the light was Hilchos Brachos.
Ah, yes. Hilchos Brachos. Yes, here's the connection to Morning Seder. This is all Hilchos Brachos. Although, the half of it is from Maseches Pesachim. Only the second half is from the earlier parts of Maseches Brachos. But first machlokas, what does the Gemara say in Pesachim? All mitzvos were mevarech aleihem over lasiyasan, except for the tvil of a ger. Why can't the ger make the bracha over lasiyasan?
Not Jewish, you can't say
it. Because he's not Jewish, you can't say shek tushan tzos to the tivanu until he told us, because he's not Jewish yet. Okay, now what's the machlokas? Well, many rishonim just take the Gemara Kepshuto, right? Everything except for Tvilas Ger is over Lasi Yasa, and Nida is not a Ger, so she makes the Bracha over Lasi Yasa, right? So, when do you make the Bracha? Siman HaBracha. One shot is Over Lasiyasa. That is Pashat Shat in the Gemara. And if you go to the Beis Yossi, if he tells you who holds this way, the Gaonim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rush, Gaonim, Rif, Rambam, Ravid, Rush. However, there's a second day. What's the second day? That you make the bracha afterwards. Make the bracha afterwards, and ger is lav davka, right? Okay, it does appear more than once in Shas. But when the Gemara says, Kol mitzvos v'rachlim over lasiyasan chutz min hatvila, except for tvila. Why? Because gavra lo chazi. Okay, what does chutz min hatvila mean? What is the gavra lo chazi? So, what do they say? Chutz min hatvila equals Tilas Ger. But who says otherwise? Who says no? Chutz min hatvila equals kol tvilos. Except for all tvilos. Who says this?
Rashi.
And the Bahag. And there's some, the big debate in the Beis Yosef. Does the Re really mean it? Did the Re just bring it up? Right? But we'll put in parentheses the Rebal Tosos, who seems to at least defend it. How do you explain Gavra Lo Chazi? Right, what does the Gemara say? Chutz min hatfilah is Gavra Lo Chazi. Lo Chazi equals he's not Jewish, so he can't make the bracha beforehand. If he's referring to all tfilos, then why does the Gemara say Gavra Lo Chazi? Okay. What?
He's okay.
Maybe he is a Balkeri, right? A Balkeri is also Lochazi. Okay, but what about Anita? Anita is not a Balkeri. So Rashi already says it means Balkeri, but then he adds something. Says Rashi, it means a Balkeri. Okay, but that's not going to help us for Anita. Anita is allowed to say Brachos. right? Right, and Nida is allowed to say all the brachos, the Josef even says, and Nida is allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. Okay? Whether nowadays she is or not, we're not getting into. But in those days, before feminism, Pasha she was.
Well, in the Dark Emotion, he was talking about how women didn't get brachos.
Okay, that was later Minha.
Right.
Okay, but give me 1 second. What does Rashi add, though? Anyone remember Rashi from Sachin?
She's like, a who I didn't, so I'll be down.
Exactly, a little plug. Because the Balkari can't make a bracha beforehand, they made a little plug. Okay, another version, say, you say, because there was a ger and then a little plug. But it's easier to say a little plug from a Balkari, because a Balkari is something that happens more often, even though it was only the old days. Okay, so because of the old days, they made a little plug. But Daniel is already hinting at a second possibility. If you look at the, it's just interesting. That's Rashi. Everyone knows Rashi because you learn Gemara with Rashi when you're a little kid. But the Drisha quotes, if I can find the right line, in 1 second. It is. Give me half a second. Yeah. Should be around here. Yeah. The Drisha quotes from the Sharidura, who says, Hech de Efshalasos Vatara of Dinan, Kane Pasku, he quotes in the Ravon, Ad Kan Loshon Ha Sharidura. He quotes in the Sharidura from the Ravon, or the Sharidura quoting the Ravon, that you know what? Anyone who's, why do you talk because of your tummy? It's always better to be tahor for a bracha, even though there's no isser, right? There used to be an isser on a balkari to say a bracha. There's no isser on a tamei sheretz or a tamei mace or a nida or a yoledes, or a zava, or a metzora, or whatever you want to pick to say a bracha, but it's lo chazi. It's not ideal to say a bracha when you are tamei, and this is the Shari Dura, quoting the Ravan, it's found in Drisha. He says no, because Hecha de Efshar Ein Levarech Bitoma. And that's what means Gavra Lo Chazi. You're not Chazi to say a bracha in your tummy. Oh, you are Chazi to say a bracha in your tummy. Other than Balkari, which we don't keep anymore nowadays. There's no problem with a tummy for saying a bracha. No, that's because, you know, what are you going to do? It's not. There's no easy way to be machmir, right? If I'm a tummy person, we're all tummy people nowadays, right? Or if I'm a tummy person and I have to eat dinner, so I have to eat dinner. But if you're totaling anyway, then you might as well say the bracha when you finish totaling, because then you will be tahar. Okay, well, if you add the legal hugging health is nida, even if we're not machmir, you know. So, okay, so there are two ways to understand the sheet of Rashi and the Bahagavad after Sila, either Gavul or Chazi is only a Ger or a Balkari, and then it's a little plug, or it's not a little plug. Every Tame is a little Chazi, Lechat Chila, Hecha de Efshar. There's only Chazi, Hecha de Lo Efshar. Right? Every Tame is Chazi to say a bracha when there's not another good option. But here there's another great option. Just wait till after you Tobo. And therefore, you should wait till after you Tobo. In any case, that is the Machlokas. How do we paskin? Okay, the answer is, who's we, Kimosabi? Depends who the we is. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shepochetes Malbushak, Shomedes Machaluk, when she takes off her clothing, she's only wearing her tunic or robe. Tevarach Sheposhan Sotsu Vitivanu Al Hatvila. Right? She should say the bracha, Vitiv Shulchaluk, and then take off her robe and be completely naked, Vitipol, and then Tovel. Vim Lo Bercha. And if she didn't, berchaz, if she didn't say a bracha while she was still clothed, Then Tavarchlach, Shenichla, Tavarchlach, still make a bracha before she tovels. Go up to her neck in water. Up to her neck in water before toveling. And then cover her body with the water. If they're clear, she should make them murky by kicking her legs and say the bracha. So the Mechaber is clearly over Lasayasa, and that is Min Hag Svarad Ad Hayom Hazeh. The Pesach Tshuva brings down for the Tshuva's Har HaKarmel, who says, no, Sfaradim should only do that on weekdays, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because why is it mutter to tovel on Shabbos? Because it doesn't look like fixing yourself, because it just looks like you're bathing. But I say, Asher Kishon Sos, if you thought about Al-Tvila first, then it looks like fixing myself. It says, no, on Shabbos, even Sfaradim shave afterwards, and quietly. Because what's to say it afterwards? They've already done a heter. Can't turn into an iser, and they'll say quietly just to be on the safe side. Lamaisa, the Minigas Fardim is not like this Har Karmel. You can erase your Pesach Shimus without an aleph, leave it in Mundus, but erase it from Al Lamaisa. Sfardim say the Bracha beforehand, both on weekdays and on Shabbos, and they don't worry about the Har Karmel Svara. What do they say? Even though I said a Bracha beforehand, since in the Maisa Tvila itself it looked like bathing and didn't look like fixing, it's not usher on Shabbos. You don't like put together my words with my actions to make an Isser on Shabbos. So Sfardim reject Mechaber Afilu B'Shabbos Delo Ke Shut Har HaKarmel. I think it was a Shut, right?
Yeah,
the Shut is Har HaKarmel. Okay, not like Shut Har HaKarmel. What Ashkenazim do? Said the Rav, Yesh Omer Shalo Tavarich Ad Achar Tvila. Rama says, after the Tvila, the chenu again, and that's our minhag. Not just yeshomim, that's what we do. We Ashkenazim. So after a tefila ba'udam and sofaim, after she tovels, when she picks her head out of the water, but her body's still in the water, mechasat v'bigda o b'chaluka, she covers herself with clothing or with a robe, and she says the bracha. I assume she doesn't get her clothing wet. She probably just, while she's still, like, her feet are still in the water, she puts on her clothing and says the bracha. What do Ashkenazim actually do? Where on this page would you find what Ashkenazim actually do?
Beginning and
the Shachmataz don't talk about before and after. They don't add anything. Okay, can I see some of the different source adopt in me? Nowhere on your adopt. Does everyone have these? Yeah, so on this one, forget your daf, but go to the back, there's a kovetz meforshim. In the kovetz meforshim on 7 Reish, there's a dogel mervava kinyana. Don't ask me why, if they put the dogel mervava on the page, they couldn't just, in the modern version, put the dogel mervava mandura tinyana on the page also. Mine decided to be radical.
Mine's a little partial.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the Dogen Merfava, does it? No, because it only has things that were on the page in the Vilna Shulchan Aruch, not things that were in the back in the Vilna Shulchan Aruch. It was Machpel. What's on the page of the Vilna Shulchan Aruch was on the page. What was in the back of the Vilna Shulchan Aruch was in the back. And even though the Dogen Merfava just wrote Mandur Kama and then filled in things about Dura Tinyana, you have to keep them separated because the Vilna, they were separated. Okay, very fair. It's not always good to be fair. In any case, what does the Dogma of Vava Tinyana say? V'ra'isi ish kadosh medaber hagon shlozal shekosev shem chosid echad she'achar shetitbol kol gufa tevarech v'tachzor v'titbol shenis ad kam loshon hagon hanal says the shlo. What's the real minhag Ashkenaz? By the way, everyone does this nowadays. The real minhag Ashkenaz is like the shlo to do both. The real minhag Ashkenaz is like the shlo to do both. How do we do both? Meaning, toveles, nifareches, and toveles. That way she says the bracha after toveling and before toveling. And she's yotze all the deos.
Or not all the deos.
And then says the Dogen Merfava, I don't really understand this shla, because you're not actually yotze all the deos. Meaning, you're yotze the ramah, you made a bracha after tefillah, you're not actually yotze the machaber, because you can't say, well, I made a bracha before tovling, so it's okay. There's no mitzvah to tovel a second time once you already tovled. There's no mitzvah for a tahar person to tovel again. That's just called I went David. You know, but this is not actually a mitzvah. There's no shita that's a mitzvah to tovel when you're already tovled. So therefore, how are you yotzei both shitas? And he says, I really don't understand the lumbus of the shla. And he says, well, maybe you could say that every woman has in mind that every woman has in mind a tanai. If the halacha is like the mechaber, then I want my first tefillah not to be valid. If I look like Ramah, I want my first tefillah to be valid. And then she's in mind. Well, if I look like mechaber, I don't want to be torn my first time, only the second time. So it's over lasiyasan. He points out that's not true because the ikar dimi paskin yot nikavana for tefillah. Not to mention the fact that the first goes hold you can't make a tanai in things that nikavana, only in things that nidas. Against the Magna Brahma Mishnah Brura, first goes hold you can't make a tanai in Kriya Shema, you can't make a tanai in tefillah, you can't make a tanai in Zvira Sa'amar, etc. Okay, but anyway, and he says, and really he thinks it's more problems than it's worth. Lemaisa, he leaves it a bit tzarech ion in the end, but what does he say? Mikal makom ho v'yatzad orm pi'agon yesh lachos l'dvarav, etc. Lemaisa, even though we don't understand the lumbus of the shla, how does this help? You're not actually yotzei both deos. Basically, you do think it looks like being yotzei both deos, but how does that actually help if you're not yotzei both deos? I have no explanation of the shla. But the Minhag HaOlam is that way nonetheless. Why? Because it looks like you're being yotzei both deos, and people somehow have faith that the shla must have had an explanation. But I don't know what the svara is, but the Minhag HaOlam is like the shla. Al pi kavanah, there are some people who tovel more than two times. That we're not getting into. But the Minhag HaOlam of normal Ashkenazi women is like the shla.
Now, for those who want to tovel multiple times, I'll be Kabbalah. Could you satisfy that by putting your pinky above water and then putting it back below water?
Apparently, that's become a fad recently. I'm not an expert in Kabbalah, so I can't say whether that works or not. It does seem a little cheap to me. But what do I know? I'm not a Kabbalah. Okay, in any case, no one actually does like the Ramah. The Shla is really like the Ramah, but the mainstream in the Ashkenazi is like the Shla, even though we don't really understand his Svara. But that's what everyone does. Okay, what's the action in this simon? The action in the simon is, okay, that's three, basically it's 3 days. There's the Machab, the Ramah, and then the Shla who makes some sort of compromise that we don't understand, but we do anyway. Where it gets really interesting is, in terms of a basic problem, how do you make a bracha when you're naked? Now, I already read you the Machaber and the Ramah, and that's, how do you say a bracha, or rather, do you have to cover yourself when you say a bracha on the mikvah? So, the Machaber says, you do have to cover yourself. The Ramah says, the minig is that you do cover yourself. But what did the Drisha notice?
People don't do that.
Yeah, that's not what that people don't do that. Right? Certainly in Ashkenazi mikvos, people don't do that. So he says the Drisha, I don't know why women don't cover themselves. How do you cover themselves? Well, there are sort of two options mentioned in the Machaber Ramah. The Ramah and the Machaber mentioned real clothing. Where you cover yourself. And the Machaber mentions a second option from the Gemara in Brachos, I think, Daf Chav Hey, called Ocharton Beradlov. You make the water I'm going to get into Acholkes Achronim if I translate it. You make the water not see-through with your legs. How exactly do you do? What exactly do you have to do to ochart and bragleha? How does kicking your legs make the water not see through? So the Mishnah Brura in Simon Ayin Dalid Sifkat Yud Aleph quotes a machlokas about this. By the way, all of these in Yonim are in Siman Ayin Dalid in the Shulchan Aruch. You can find all the halachos there. We'll try to get to the same askanas. He says, Ayin Dalid Yud Aleph, he says, the Magen Avraham wrote, Tavka b'karka shayach zev, lo b'kli shein b'af b'tit. That only works if there's dirt on the bottom of the mikvah. Then you kick up the dirt and you make the water brown. But if it's a modern mikvah without dirt on the bottom, if there's piles on the bottom of the mikvah, then it's not going to help. It's still going to be clear. Then he adds, "Avol ba'orzarua kasav da filu baruchei satzva begigah shayach zev." The orzarua says, "No, even if you're in a bathtub, it works. Why? Because what happens when you kick your feet?
Bubbles.
Bubbles. The water turns frothy, right? Basically. Okay, is that what it is? It's bubbles? When you kick, right? Everyone knows, right? If you like kick in the water, it turns like, I don't know what it really happens, like whitish instead of clearish, right? It froths the water. Anyone have a better vocabulary than me about water? Okay, that's machlokas. Again, Avraham says, Ochartenberg Lehel only means if you're one of the mikvahs you see in archaeology that has dirt on the floor. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass like the Urza Berurah. No, even in the modern day mikvahs, you just kick enough with your feet that the water turns frothy and you can't see through it anymore. Okay, so we have two options. The question is why, the Drisha is wondering, and by the way, who justifies the minhag nowadays of the women to be naked when they say the bracha?
Shachan the Taz,
right? So the minhag and the shach and the taz say you don't need to, right? How about saying the bracha uncovered? The minhag and the shach and the taz say mutter. On the other hand, the ravid said you need to cover yourself somehow. The Rush said you need to cover yourself. The Ravid, the Rush, the Mechaber, the Drisha, and the Minhag in the Ramah says no, you have to cover yourself. Right? The Ramah says our Minhag is to cover ourselves. Obviously, that made a change between the time of the Ramah and the time of the Drisha. Or maybe different cities in Poland had different, they're all in Poland, had different in Hungary.
Also, it's not just, it's also the Oracle's time.
It is also the Oracle's time is not directly talking about mikvahs. He's not directly talking about our case. We're relying on him. He was really talking about a person wearing a dress without a belt. So, question is, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas? So, the question is, first of all, why do the Osrim Aser, why do they require covering? And if so, why do the Minhag Matir? So, why do you need a covering? How many Pshatim are there?
Two.
What are the two Pshatim why you need a covering? Liba Rosa Erva, right? As the Gemara says in Brachos. Oh, we even have a big Brachos. Good. Old people like big Gemaras. The Gemara talks about a guy who's like caught with Zman Kriyashma and his body's in the water, and the Gemara says, what do you mean he can say Kriyashma in the water? Bari libo roas ha'erva. Right? And the answer is, oh, don't worry, it was dirty water. And if it's clean water, you're just Ochartan Baraglub, and that's where it comes from. Libo Rosa Erva, we all know you're not allowed Libo Rosa Erva. What's an example of Libo Rosa Erva? Someone is sleeping naked under a blanket. They might be totally covered, but their lathe can still see their Erva. Or if someone is wearing just a dress with no underwear, no belt, anything, they're totally covered. Very tzinius. But their lave is not separated from their erva, and therefore they can't say brachos. That is all over shas. It seems to be a day that libo rosa erva is okay, but we clearly paskin that. So one possibility is because of libo roa es Ha'erva. Who says the problem is Libra Ruas Ha'erva?
Bach.
The Bach and the Reivid, right? The Taz and the Shach point. No, Drisha is the opposite. The Bach and the Shach and the Taz are Medayek. That's the reason for the Reivid and the Bach, right? We should really add the Bach, right? Should we add the Bach? Yeah. Right? This is the Svar of the Reivid, and the Shach and Taz argue very persuasively. And the Bach. Say the problem is Libra Rosa Erva. Haven't she say the bracha in the mikvah for Leib is seeing her erva? That's one pass. But what could the other problem be?
Erva medulla.
The other problem is that, right, the Drisha says Kvod Shemayim, and they say, what do you mean by Kvod Shemayim? It's like a pasuk. Okay, it could be he just meant the pasuk is for Kvod Shemayim. Not sure. But forget about Libra Rosa Erva. Let's say my Leib can't see the erva. For example, let's say I'm wearing a shirt. Just a shirt. My leif can't see anything. Doesn't matter. I still can be naked from the waist down and say brachos because my erva is revealed. What pasuk tells us that your erva can't be revealed? Well, erva's done. You can't see your erva, right? So the other problem is, like, you see your erva, right? Giloy erva, which the Drisha calls kvod shamayim. It's not kvod shamayim to have your erva be naked. And the shaman, that's why, I mean, it's a pasuk, right? The low year eh bicha ervas davar. That's now is it usher for me to be naked to see my nakedness when I say a bracha. I can't see someone else's nakedness either. Right? You can't say a bracha in front of any nakedness. Mida araisa pashtas, that means the erva mamash, the genitals. And we know that halacha maisa, even a woman who's just not properly dressed, you can't say a bracha in front of. But for a woman could say a bracha in front of another woman who's not properly dressed. That's all, but not naked mamish, not if her genitals are revealed. Okay, who says the problem? Who explicitly says, don't give me people roes to erva? The problem here is that your erva's mamish showing, and everyone see you see your erva. Taz quotes the Drisha saying that. That was how the Drisha expressed it. Drisha was herich din zeh, and he said it's the stupidest thing in the world. And then he says, the problem is not Libra Rosa Erva. No, the Yerkes Chaim already took care of that. Rather, the problem is that Ha'esh Mishum Shomedes Arum Blu Kisui Erva, Vlav Orch Aralasus came to make Kvod Ashchina. Right? It's actually a little interesting. He says Kvod Ashchina, and then the Taz says, what do you mean it's an Isra Daraisa? It could be, we're not going to get into it, that the Drisha thinks that, no, the Isra Daraisa might only be for a woman to say a bracha in front of a different woman's erva, or for anyone to say a bracha in front of a man's erva, but a woman her own erva, since she doesn't have a good line of sight, might only be kvod shchina. Okay, but we're not getting into that now. That's clearly the Drisha. The Drisha says, no, it's because her erva is visible to her eyes. Her erva is visible stam. And the Taz is medayik, that's why the rush required covering. And it sounds a little like that's what the Mechaber and the Ramah hold, because they both say she could be wearing a chaluk, right? If she's just wearing a chaluk, a chaluk is just a dress and doesn't separate away from the erva. So maybe they weren't worried about separating the leif from the erva. They were just worried about covering her erva, right? Okay, so there are two potential problems. Now, in order to be matir, a woman totally naked, we have to say neither of these problems is really true, right? So how do we justify the minhag, right? How do we, the svara of the minhag lehakel? So, what about Libra? Isn't her right?
Shulchan discusses making the water not see-through, which the Gemara says is a Libra Rasa Erva.
That is true, although he also mentions a chaluk. Yes. It's not so clear. I said maybe. Right. Okay. Now, why is there no problem of Libra Rose Ha'erva? If she just stomp in the water, obviously her head's out of order. She can't make a bracha if her head's underwater. I mean, not halacha. Right? So her body's in the water. If her body's in the water, why isn't there a problem of Libra Rose Ha'erva? In two words, both of which are the name of the sefer.
Orchus Chaim.
The Orchus Chaim. Right? Am I the only one who thought that if I could go back in time and donate money, I would donate money for extra ink so that in this particular simon in the long shop in Taz, they could write out Orchus Chaim or Orchus Chaim for that simon of the Shulchan Aruch. Still more confusing. Confusion, I would prefer that, but you can figure it out in context. The Orchus Chaim, quoted in the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber, in Orchus Chaim, Simon Ayin Dalet, Sif Dalet? Yes. Yesh Misha Omer, but it's the only Yesh Omer. He passes that way. And what does it say in the hand to Dandy Baragola? The Sefer Aleph Ches. Okay, the Sefer Orchus Chaim. Orchus Chaim says, women have no issue of Libra Rosa Erva. Where's the Gemara of Libra Rosa Erva? The Gemara of Libra Rosa Erva is talking about a man.
Kriyashma.
Right? Yeah, it's talking about a man who's chayim to say Kriyashma, and it's all in masculine verbs. A man has probably Libra Rosa Erva. Why? Because his lady can see his Erva. A woman, her lady can't see her Erva because her Erva is underneath. And there's no line of sight from the lady to the Erva. Now, again, you could have really gone either way on this. Like, you could have said, the leaf doesn't have eyes anyway. It's not about literally seeing. It's just about being not separated. Right? And that's obviously what the Ravid thinks. The Ravid thinks, it's not, your leaf can't see anything. It doesn't have eyes. In any case, it's under all your skin and everything. It just means your leaf is not separated from your erva. So a man and a woman, both their leaves are not separated from their erva. And no, says the Orchus Chaim. It's a chiddush Orchus Chaim. No, literally seeing. Not literally seeing, but literally seeing. The lady doesn't see anything. I know in Tanakh, lady sees a lot of things, right? That's metaphorical. But it means the lady has a line of sight to the erva. In a man, the lady has a line of sight to the erva because the erva sticks out. In a woman, the erva is far back, stuck in. And therefore, the lady can see the erva, and it doesn't apply to women. Again, it says nowhere in Shas one way or the other. There's no rise in Shas one way or the other, just a svara. Does Libra Rosa Erva mean not separated? Or does it mean literally in a line? Okay, so it's a machlokes rive in Orchus Chaim. Says the Orchus Chaim. Says the Orchus Chaim. Says, nope. Libra Roa Es Ha'erva doesn't apply to women. And that's his case had nothing to do with Tovaling. His case was Nashim Yichol Tlavarchlis Palashen Vusha Cholik Afusha Aim of Sikos Lamatmi Alay. If a woman's wearing a dress, no underwear, no belt on the dress, just a loose dress. A man, if I'm wearing, and nowadays it's also for men to wear dresses, but in the days of Chazal, that's all everyone wore, right? If I'm wearing a dress with no underwear, with no belt on the dress, even though I'm totally covered, if the dress goes down to the floor, long sleeves, high neckline, everything, but I still can't say a bracha because my lady sees my erva. But a woman, says Yerachas Chaim, she's wearing a dress. Since her lady can't see her erva, it's no problem. That's the Chiddush of the Orchus Chaim again. There's no raya from Shas one way or the other. The raya thinks the problem does apply to women.
So doesn't a woman have to make brachas with a belt constantly?
So a woman would have to either wear underwear or wear a belt.
They didn't underwear those, right?
They didn't. I mean, there is this Ed Tachnas Ezra, the Isha Chogiris, the Sinarts, you know, so there was some sort of underwear in those days. Most people didn't have it. Or, by the way, there's another option. When she wants to say a bracha, she just takes her dress, scrunches it up a little, and closes it. Right? Now, what does that mean? You close with your hands. It doesn't mean your hands fit around your waist. It means that with your hands, you scrunch up the material, and you make it into a tight-fitting waist. That's the Orchus Chaim. Okay, so what do the Talmud Shach say?
Oh yeah, our women, we rely on the Orchus Chaim, no problem if we borrow it as ha erfa.
Okay, but what about the fact that they see their erva? How do you get out of that? So what do the Shach and Taz say? The Shach and Taz, depending on Minha, they say, hold on a second. Look at this Gemara in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. What does the Mishnah say? A man goes to Tovel. Why does he need to Tovel before Krishma? Because in those days, they kept a Kanas Ezra. He's a Valkyrie. He wakes up in the morning Valkyrie. Not such an uncommon thing. Right? Many people wake up many mornings Valkyrie. And then he'd say Krishma. So if he can get into the mikveh, out of the mikveh, get dressed and say Krishma on time, then wonderful. That's the best way to do it. And if not, he just covers his body with water and says Krishma. Takes his head out of the water, his body's in the water, no problem. The Gemara asks, but Lima Rasa Erva, and they say, oh, he kicks off the water, etc., etc., etc. What do you mean, how are you Lima Rasa Erva? How about Bari Humro as Erva? How about Lima Rasa Erva? Why is the Gemara only asking about Lima Rasa Erva? Why isn't the Gemara asking about you seeing your Erva? So what the Shach and Taz is, it's not Shach and Taz, there's Shach and Taz's deal. And they say, based on Rabbi Tam, and based on the Rashba, etc., they say it must be that if your erva is in the water, there's no problem with you seeing your erva. The water is not considered something that's seen, as the Taz says, quotes in the Medrash, that the sun doesn't see the fish because they're in the water. What does that mean? It just means that something's in the water, it's not considered seen. It's in a different rishus. And so why is the Gemara your heart seeing your erva? Ah, your heart's also in the water. So it sees your erva. So it says the Shach and the Taz. And by the way, they're a very strong diuk from the Gemara. The Taz, al pi, the Gemara, brachos chafhei amid beis. And what are their other main makoros for this? Their other main makoros are Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rashba, who are all based on this Gemara. What do they all say? They all say the water counts as a separate Rishos, and if you're not looking in the water, it's considered that that's not something seen by you. Again, if I'm standing in front of my nakedness or someone else's nakedness, even if I am not like directly staring at it, that's still called Groas Herva. Right? If I go like this. But if I'm naked, I'm standing like this, even though I'm not looking down at my erva, that's called Groas Herva. I'm looking at the area where I could see my erva. You know, a little down, a little up, whatever, a little to the right, a little to the left. That's all Groas Herva. But if my erva is in the water, whatever's in the water, is considered to be in different rishos, and if I'm not directly staring at it, then I'm not. If I am directly staring at it, it's still a problem. But if I'm not directly staring at it, then it's not considered to be something I'm roa. That's what the big chiddush. The chiddush is that since the erva is underwater, it's not considered seen by me if I'm not directly looking at it. Because the water is a separate rishus, and you naturally see things that are above the water, you don't naturally see things that are in the water, it's a separate rishus. That's a big chiddush, but they get it from a very strong diuk from the Gemara. It says you should cover yourself with water and say Krishna. They ask Libra Rosa Erva. Meaning, we understand covering yourself with water, but what about Libra Rosa Erva? That means we understood that if we don't get to Libra Rosa Erva, we're just within a voyeur of Harris Dagger, that you cover yourself with water. How do you cover yourself with water? Don't say my mahru, because the Gemara only asks that later. It must be that water is considered a proper covering and it's not seen.
What does Rashi and Gemara there mean when he quotes Lo Yerachai Bat Damar as the issue in the Gemara?
At least in the Ketzakadai of the Gemara, if any part of your body sees your erva, that's also a yerba erva's number. Which, of course, it may be a way to get out of the Shach and Taz to say that No, it's not they weren't worried about Liyurucha Erisdomer. They were, just the way they expressed Liyurucha Erisdomer was Liyurucha Erisdomer. But again, that's not what the Shachta is saying. Okay, Lemaisa, and by the way, that's how we paskin in Jews. We paskin like both of these in Simon Ayin Dalet. This is Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chayim, Ayin Dalet Dalet, that there's no problem with Liyurucha Erisdomer for women, and how about being covered by water? If you look in Sif, I think Beis, Haruchetz Orem B'mayin Tzlulim. Okay, you have to be medayik in it. If you're in clear water and you want to drink and you want to say shahakol. You just cover something separating under your heart so your heart won't be rosa erva, but it doesn't say you have to cover your erva. Right? And then it even says in Gibel, or you could just hug yourself. And then, right, if you hug yourself like this, you're laid against your erva anymore. Okay, what about the fact that you can see your erva? Okay, so this is the mashmos of Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim, Ayin Beis, Beis to Gimel.
Is Beis Ryan Dalet.
Ayin Dalet. Like I said. Halach L'maisa, what do we paskin? Halach L'maisa, Sfardim. Halach L'maisa, Sfardim are machmir that you have to be dressed. Sfardim are machmir to be dressed, like the Mechaber. But Ashkenazim, after all, what was the minhag? Wasn't the minhag taken check what the minhag of Sfardim was in the Drisha of the Shachmataz? They checked the minhag of Ashkenazim. Halacha l'maisa, the, let's just say, minhag of Sfardim is to be dressed. But the minhag of Ashkenaz is, what's the minhag Ashkenaz? Ashkenazic women all say the bracha naked. Why? Because they assume if you're in the water, no problem. However, let me read your Mishnah Brura in Simen Ayin Dalet, Seif Katan Tes Zayin, says the Mishnah Brura. Habach Cholek. The Bach thinks that even a woman has a problem with Libra Sa'erva. But the other Achron agree with the Shulchan Aruch. And look at your Dasim and Reish. The Shach and Taz say that it's not a problem. But Yosar Tov, he says, you know what? It's better to be Machmer for the Bach here. Says the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura. Ayin Dalet Tes Zayin. Says Minig Ashkenaz. He adds, but better to be machmir for libo roa es ha'erva, and he can think of three ways to take care of the problem of roa es ha'erva. What are the three options of taking care of the problem of Libra Rosa Erva? What are the ways to take care of Libra Rosa Erva? Not to get dressed. You're not going to get dressed in the water.
Hug herself.
Or chest of
the water. Either hug herself. Now, you should know that the Bach says hugging yourself doesn't work. It says we're not going to be choshish for a double Bach. Okay, so either hug yourself or, what's another option?
Cover yourself?
No, that's not practical. Remember, Ashkenazim, you're going to total take your head out of the water, say bracha, go back in the water.
According to the Shach and Taz, she could just have her chest above the water.
Says this is not the word of Mishnah Brura. Put your chest above the water. Or the third option, of course, is kick up the water, right? And make it froth. L'maisa, interestingly, our minhag is not even though Mr. Brewer says that the first option, our minig is not to put your chest above the water, because there is Tan's quote to Sharidura that says, you know, it's more tsnius to keep your chest inside the water. So, like, to be Yotze a Chumra and put your chest out of the water, and then it'll also be a little less tsnius and not so covered, you know, it's not worth it. Well, Maisa, what's the minhag? The minhag is that most Ashkenazi women hug themselves. What they do is they dunk, put their head above water, go like this, and say the bracha, and then dunk again. That's the minhag of most Ashkenazi women. That's based on the Taz here, who says it's better. The Shach thinks it is a total, there's no really no need to be machmer at all. but the Taz in the end says that it's better to be machmer. Right. Taz here also says, and women who don't hug themselves is also okay. That is better, hug yourself. I think the college teachers teach that you should hug yourself. But if someone didn't learn that and just is not machmer at all, that's also okay. So this is just a chumra. It's a chumra to hug yourself. Really, Ashkenazim hold that you can be totally naked as long as your body's underwater.
Why is it not sorry to answer if the Shofar Paskins may go in one time?
So it's interesting.
Why is the Shofar Paskins?
Okay, basically there seems to be some sort of a stira in the Shulchan Aruch Rambam, which is really what the Mishnah everyone deals with, right? Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are the Arachayim. It sounds like they're both thinking about dress, and over here they both say that you should be dressed. So maybe the Rambam just meant here the minimum they dress themselves, so it's not a requirement. Or, no, the Rambam's not really a stira. How do we say this better? The Rambam's not such a stira, because he could just say, well, that was what people did. They got out of the water and put on clothing, you know. But why didn't they just pick their heads up? I don't know. Maybe they were in the new mood to it. It's a problem. The Jerusha and others say, they make an okimta. That really, in Orchaim, they only meant if you're in a barrel, not if you're in a mikveh, because that's considered more of a covering than a mikveh. And a kli is more of a covering than a mikveh. And therefore, they didn't really need to be made one. I thought that's very dark. The Sephardim, if they don't want to be so nidchak, what do you say? Really not sure. Why is the Mechaber Soser himself between Orachayim and Yerodea? I'm not sure. and the Rama is very explicit that if you pick your chest out of the water, in clear water, it's okay because your earth is covered and it's even covered through your leg. So it's a bit of a tzar. Ian against the Rama, you could say he was just mentioning the minhag in his days. He wasn't passing. The Mechaber is more of a problem. Unless they would say they would agree with the Drisha. Sfarda might say, no. And he was making some $9, he only meant in a kli. So that's more of a covering, even though the Sfarda is very difficult. So tzar, Ian. Halacha l'maisa, let's just end with all the differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim in Tefillah. And Berkas HaTefillah. Berkas HaTefillah. Ashkenaz, Sfard. One is when Ashkenaz say after, or really in between, and Sfardim say before. Two is the issue of dress. Ashkenazim say, nope, as long as your body is in the water, it's okay. Sfardim say you need clothing. Or frothy water. There's another machlokas Sfardim and Ashkenazim, which is based on the Pesachim Gimel. It says the Pesachim Gimel, Ayin Taz, V'Orach Ayin Sun Pei Dalid, Now we're moving from Simon Ayin Dalad to Simon Pei Dalad. You're not allowed to say a bracha in a bathhouse. Why didn't anyone ever mention in the old days you can't say a bracha in the mikvah because it's a bathhouse? So in the old days, the mikvahs were cold. Cold is not a bathhouse. Cold is a natural spring. Cold is a pool, not a bathhouse. Because bathhouses that are hot, you have all the sweat and all the dirt and everything. So he said, but nowadays that army folks are hot, they're bathhouses. And the Prim Gadol, Master Chevron Masupak, and the Chassam Sofer pointed out that even though they're Masupak, the Yavits and the Morak Tzilas, Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, Pesat Fila Didon, Sherobson Gamke Mechamim, Pshita Dasha Legamme the Varach Beshem. Elish, Leno the Varach Koneshani Kacheti Kanes, etc. Sfardim hold like this Chassam Sofer. I know Chassam Sofer, not Sfardi, just happens to be that way. Where? Say Sfardim in the hallway. Because a hot mikvah, not an old mikvah, because a hot mikvah is a merchatz. What about Ashkenazim? We say the bracha in the mikvah. Remember, you dunk once, pick your head up, say the bracha, and dunk again. How can Ashkenazim say the bracha in the mikvah? Isn't that against this Pesach Tshuva? The answer is yes, against the Pesach Tshuva. Okay, who says we pass like the Pesach Tshuva? The Mishnah Berurah in Pei Dalet Sukkot and Dalet says that Avol b'mogen Avram le'elbasim memhei mashman lahatel b'zed de'ein bazuama b'chein kasav rikiyos. Oh, sorry. Behine v'makim shokor mayim chamin. In a hot mikvah, yishlomad yishlohevla, it has steam, it has nonetheless, it's not as dirty and steamy as a bathhouse. I mean, first of all, people only go into the mikvah when they're super clean. So how dirty can it be? And it's not quite like a bathhouse. It's not steamy like a bathhouse. So says the Mishnah Berurah that even though his lashon is a little like Mikal Malkum, extra lomar, lemaisa, that's our minhag. Minhag Ashkenaz is like the Mishnah Berurah. Hey Dalad, Sifkat Dalad. In the mikvah, because our mikvahs are not so hot and not so steamy and not so dirty, and therefore they're not like a merchatz. And you can say a bracha. So that's basically what a Sfardim do. She's dressed in the hallway, says the bracha, gets undressed, goes into the mikvah. Ashkenazim say the bracha after toggling without clothing, as long as your body's in the water, and even in the mikvah. One other thing I'll point out is
that applies not as when our clothes are green.
They're still hot, Sfardim say.
Not for Ashkenazim. The Mishnah Berurah is far.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah is far is that nowadays, even hot mikvahs, you can say bracha.
Because
they're not so hot, and they're not so steamy, so and they're not so dirty. I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah again. Tei Dalet Sifkat Dalet, you can look it up. It doesn't have as much zuma and merchatz as a merchatz. Exactly. Right. Okay. One last thing is there's a Ben Ish Chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai. If you want to find the Ben Ish Chai, it's Shana Bet Shmini Otsiotes.
If the Ben Ish Chai has years, because like it was meant to be learned by characters of Parsha. So he's like, this is one year, this is the next year.
So the Ben Ish Chai says, of course she can't make a bracha without a yarmulke. You can't make a bracha with your head uncovered. How can you make a bracha with your head uncovered? Would you make a bracha with your head uncovered? If you were at the beach and you had to make a bracha, what would you do?
Run away.
Put something on your head. If you were, you know, hanging out, I don't know, the old days, naked in the bathhouse with all your friends, or nowadays, right, in the Schwitz, etc. And you have to drink some water, very important in the Schwitz, to drink lots of water. It's always a sign says, you know, no food allowed, but drink a lot. Very healthy. So you have to cover your head with something. And the Raman Siman Ayin Dalet says, not your hand, something else. So says the Ben Ish Chai, of course she has to cover her head. She can't make a bracha with her head uncovered. Next, it's Snius. Right? She's in the mikvah, but she can't make a bracha with her head uncovered. And that's the Ben Ishchai. The most Sfardim are machmer like the Ben Ishchai, that not only does she have to be dressed in the hallway, she puts a towel on her head.
It's a married woman Indian?
Yes, it's a married woman Indian. The truth is the Ben Ishchai himself, I think, thinks even single women have to cover their head for a bracha, but no Sfardim are machmer on that, but many Sfardim are machmer, married women, single women, they never cover their hair. They never cover their head. So, but married women cover their head on all formal occasions and in public. So how can they say a bracha l'Hashem, you know, as if they're, you know, in bed, as if they're in the bathroom or the bedroom?
Not because it's an Arab.
No, just like Yamata. The, right? Meaning,
it's not that much.
It's not the Pasha, it's a Ben Ishchai. Most Ashkenazim are not machmer like the Ben Ishchai. Some are. There's some Ashkenazim who are machmer. She'll be naked with her head out of the water, her body in the water. But the mikvah lady, in some Ashkenazim, the mikvah lady will come, she'll dunk, put her head out, the mikvah lady will put a towel on her head for a yarmulke, and then she'll say the bracha. There are some, but most Ashkenazim are not machmer that way. Most Sfardim are machmer that way. I don't know if all are, but most Sfardim are machmer that way, that she puts a towel or she put her towel on her head. So, how about not midin kisoy rosh of tzniyos, midin yarmulke. How about kisoy rosh? So, most are mekel, that. You don't need kisoy rosh. Many, I think most, it's very hard to tell what most Ashkenazim do. I think most Ashkenazim are mekel, that not in the mekel also. If a woman is lying in bed with her hair uncovered, and she wants to drink some water and say shahako, that she doesn't cover her hair. Some are machmer. But I think most Ashkenazim are mekel about that. But the most require kisoy. Again, nothing to do with covering your hair. Nothing to do with the first Rosh Isha, you know, that Rosh Isha shouldn't go through as Rosh Mashach. No, midin yarmulke, like men, which is a Ben Ishchai, and Ben Ishchai is Sfardim, which is why he influenced the Sfardim so much. There are many, many differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. As a matter of fact, there are more differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Lamaisa, about how to say the bracha mikveh, then maybe the rest of the halachos need to put together. By the time we get through with it. But here's one case where there are many, many differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Okay, I think that's about all I have to say for Siman Reish. If there's no further questions, yes, you did
dope. You were
asleep when we discussed that. And the answer is, we don't know. No one has succeeded in figuring it out. It's a big mystery. It's a tzarech iyun gadol.
Can you say that it's respectful? Being yotze kol adeo doesn't always mean actually being yotze kol adeo. It means showing something that you care about.
I don't like that svar. I don't like that svar. Too political.
Should we do like a svar list?
Okay. So.